The Green Bay Packers improved to 11-0 Thursday morning. While you were stuffing turkey and stuffing and gravy. Still got some leftovers for lunch today, I'm excited about. But while you're stuffing that down your face, the Packers were stuffing a victory down the throat of the Detroit Lions when they were not getting stepped on by Ndamukong Suh. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com on the K-Lines. Brian, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a good Thanksgiving. I'm glad I didn't get stepped on by Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, what was that? What is wrong with this guy?
Your guess is as good as mine, I suppose. He has to just tone it down. I mean, he just got up in such a wild fashion that, I mean, that seems to be more of an issue than anything. I mean, he's just got to tone it down. If he had just rolled over and gotten up, then there'd be no issue. But he seems to have a problem keeping a level head and keeping his cool. And now he appears to he's going to be suspended for a couple games. That's the report coming from ESPN, at least.
That's going to affect the Lions as they continue with the loss. The Packers' victory, of course, sends them to 11-0. The Lions now at 7-4. Kind of a tough weekend for the rest of the NFC North. You saw the Bears lose with the Caleb Haney experiment. Didn't go so well. Their quarterback, Jay Cutler, out. Packers fans should know Caleb Haney pretty well from the NFC Championship game where he almost came back and beat the Packers. He almost came back and beat the Raiders yesterday, but not so much. Packers got some separation now in the NFC North. It obviously looks to be their division. Either of these other two teams you think have a realistic shot at the playoffs after what happened this weekend? Bears, Lions?
They certainly have a chance at the playoffs. I don't think they have a chance at winning the NFC North. The Bears are, prior to this game, the most recent loss to Oakland, they kind of came in hot. But without Jay Cutler, they're a little bit of a different team, and they're going to have issues winning from here on out, but they might have had a good enough record coming into that game where they still have a chance.
And you bring up the Packers, and right away we kind of started talking about something else, Lions and Bears, because that is what's happening all season long in the NFL. Yeah, of course, you had the Packers go to 11-0 Thursday morning. It's a huge deal. 11-0 is a huge deal, yet all that people can talk about is Ndamukong Suh and then the Harbaugh Bowl. And you have the Packers last couple of weeks. They improved to 10-0, 9-0, but all anyone can talk about is the Philadelphia Eagles struggling. So much attention for a 4-7 team, I can't believe it. Or Tim Tebow, everyone talking about him. It seems like the Packers at 11-0, nobody's talking about them. And I have to think, Brian, that that's almost a good thing. Do you agree?
I'd say so. The less attention they get, the better. It's only going to intensify as the season goes on. Packers are 11-0. I suppose they're flying under the radar as much as 11-0 team can right now. But, I mean, they start going 12-0, 13-0, and then toward the end of the season, all the attention's going to be on the Packers. So enjoy it while it lasts, I suppose.
This was another tough game on Thursday when the Packers got the 27-15 victory. At least in the first half, the Lions stayed with the Packers pretty good, but the Packers, as they've been doing all season, kind of stepped on the pedal there and went to that other dimension or whatever level or whatever you call it, and just really turned a close game into a stomping on the Detroit Lions. Packers now 11-0, of course. They got the Giants coming up this Sunday, the Raiders, the aforementioned Raiders, the Chiefs, Bears, Lions still yet on the schedule. I'm kind of at the point now where I think they are going to go 16-0. I think this weekend's the big test, but I think they're going to go 16-0. I think they're going to go 16-0 more than I think they're going to win the Super Bowl, and I'm a little bit worried about that. Wouldn't you say at this point, can we say that if we don't win the Super Bowl, the Green Bay Packers, this is a disappointing season? Can we say that right now?
That's a good question. The Packers, they're hot, obviously. I mean, the only undefeated team in the NFL and the only team within two games of coming undefeated as well. So, their schedule is somewhat tough, coming up. They're playing teams with winning records. Tonight's Monday Night Football game is kind of notable because it features the New York Giants tonight, and that's the Packers' next opponent this upcoming weekend, this upcoming Sunday. And the Giants will have a short week of rest while the Packers are coming off the Thanksgiving game, and they kind of have a long week of rest, I suppose, if you will. They have almost considered a mini bye week, I would compare it to. But, you know, that they have the schedule coming up, and as for whether it's going to be a disappointment if they don't win the Super Bowl, I suppose to the fans it will be.
I think you almost look at it that way with winning the Super Bowl last year, how hot they've been. It'll be interesting to see what the Packers do down the road here. Of course, the Niners lost, so the Packers have a two-game lead in the entire NFC, what they might do down the road. But again, we've said this a couple times, but I think this week holds true, too, that if they're going to go 16-0, this is the game they'd have to win this weekend against the Giants, a 3:15 start. Coverage will start here this Sunday at 1 o'clock on K107.1. Any early thoughts on what you think is going to happen Sunday against New York?
I can't see the Packers losing the way they've been playing. It's not going to be an easy team, especially on the road. No road game ever is, as I probably said a million times. But, you know, it's just another step for the Packers on their quest to win the NFC North, get a bye in the playoffs, go toward home field advantage in the playoffs. So for all those reasons, it's going to maintain interest in even what is an undefeated team for the Packers.
Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk with you, Brian, again on Friday to look a little more in depth on that game. But right now, the fact remains true. Since Brian Caravu came aboard K107.1, the Packers have not lost a game. Very impressive stuff, Brian. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Brian Caravu again. Check out his work, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk more with him on Friday.